Ladies, puberty, PMT, pregnancy, the menopause. Yes, your hormones have been taking you for a ride for years. Hot flushes on the bus, menopausal meltdowns in the office, whatever those hormones have made you do, Jenny Smith and Kate Bouse are here to lend a sympathetic ear. Why not write in and share your hormonal hell with the girls? Don't worry, they've heard it all before. It's time to put those hormones in the firing line. This is Dear Hormones. Welcome to your safe space, ladies. Coming up on today's show, shame at a smear test, fury over a hand towel, and a hormonal story of revenge.
Welcome back to Dear Hormones, Season 3. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Jenny. And it's so exciting because I can actually see you.
I know.
Sitting opposite me.
For the first time ever, we have upped our game. We are now sitting in my living room, face to face, with all kinds of technology that is literally scaring the hell out of me.
It's so exciting to be back with another episode of Dear, with another season of Dear Hormones. And we've got some amazing letters to read, haven't we?
We have got some really good letters. I think that's the benefit of actually having this, what, I don't know, quite a long time between episodes, between seasons, because we have been sent loads of really great letters. Shall we crack on, Kate, and just jump straight into our first letter?
Let's go straight for it. This first one comes to us from Ellie. She's in Devon, and her letter is entitled Smear Test. Dear Jenny and Kate, the perimenopause has rendered me a little bit scatty, to say the least. A few things have been happening to me lately, but this one was definitely the most embarrassing. One morning, a couple of months ago, I braved the cold and went to the GP for my smear test. Like most women, it's not something I look forward to. I'm a very private person at the best of times, so hopping up onto a bed, naked from the waist down, and spreading my legs akimbo to a perfect stranger who inserts what looks like a dildo into my vagina really isn't something I particularly relish.
Oh, Kate, it's the worst, isn't it? It's awful.
You are not alone there, Ellie.
Awful. And she's right, it's just like a dildo. Straight up into the vagina, perfect stranger.
Nice. I enter the room and the nurse asks me to go behind the curtain, take everything off from the waist down and cover myself. Off I go. Jeans and knickers gingerly on the floor, socks still on. I climb onto the bed and grasp at the nearest sheet to protect my modesty. That bit about socks still on, that's exactly right, isn't it? That almost makes it more just embarrassing and almost more indecent.
It's so wrong. You're right. Getting up onto that bed is bad enough, but you're right. The socks still on makes the whole thing so much more alien, doesn't it?
It's horrible. I note that the material is actually quite nice. So this is the material. So she's grasped the nearest sheet to protect her modesty. And she's noting that the material is actually quite nice. Quite soft.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the colour red, bizarrely. The NHS are changing things around a bit. Getting a bit bolder, I think. I relax a smidgen. And then the nurse comes to the bed, holding the aforementioned dildo topped with a massive blob of gel. Teeth clenched. I'm ready to go on with it. Feeling better that at least my splayed legs are covered. And then I hear a small, high-pitched, tremulous voice. The voice sounds confused, but also a bit affronted. I hear the words slowly. That's my scarf!
Oh my God.
Ellie!
Ellie! Oh my God.
You know what she's done. In horror, I realise that in order to cover myself, I have grabbed the nurse's own red woolly scarf she had brought to work. The next few minutes pass in a blur.
Oh my God.
I apologise profusely for taking her scarf. I'm not able to look at her directly, nor she me. Our heads are both bowed down. Somehow, somehow she takes the scarf away, but with tongs, I think.
No!
She's written, but with tongs, I think. Or have I imagined that?
Yes,
I
Ellie.
I think you've imagined that.
You must have imagined it, Ellie. I can't imagine.
Oh, I'm laughing too much.
Oh,
I don't remember the deed itself, but neither of us can extract ourselves from the situation quick enough. Do you know, at least she can't, at least she took her mind off what
the deed. The dildo.
I mutter bye and sorry. We still don't look at each other. And I scuttle out of the room, head down, mortified.
Oh my God.
To this day, I have flashbacks to that red woolly scarf and I wonder if it lived to tell the tale. Ellie and Devon.
Oh, Ellie, thank you so much. You know what? That story is living on in that nurse's that nurse's life. Every time she sits down to a dinner party, you know that story's coming out, don't you?
But maybe not the scarf.
Yeah. Do you think the scarf lived to tell the tale, Kate? Maybe a hot wash?
Ooh, it depends on how much of it. I mean, it'd have to be a real favourite, wouldn't it? For it to
for it to survive. I don't think you'd ever be able to think of it as anything other than the scarf that covered Ellie from Devon's nether regions.
But that's the thing with the perimenopause, isn't it? It's just that sometimes your mind is just not really there.
Yeah. I mean, being scatty and the perimenopause, I mean, they go hand in hand. That was one of my biggest things that was going on when it all started for me a few years ago. In fact, Kate, you're now 45.
I am.
I know we've done Kate's menopause watch throughout the first two seasons, but being scatty is like a classic early symptom. Could we say that that's happening for you at the moment?
I mean, I think I've always been scatty to an extent, but possibly a bit more now than I used to be. And I did when I walked in and said hello to you, Jenny. I was a little bit all over the place, wasn't I? And then I just randomly, in the middle of a sentence, I suddenly just said a word that didn't link at all to anything that we were talking about. I don't know, I meant to say something totally different and I said darling, but just but in a and that sounds like not Aww. A particularly odd word to say, but actually in the context it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah,
was
yeah. And I suppose also the fact that we had this day booked in, haven't we, for quite some time, that you were going to get here at 10 o'clock this morning to record the podcast that we haven't done for quite a long time now. And then I got a message from Kate this morning saying, oh, I've just remembered I need to go to Wood Green to get some money for the builder. And oh, I've just remembered my daughter's phone has smashed and I need to go to the phone shop. It doesn't open till 10. So there were. So actually, I'm thinking there is a little bit of scattiness creeping in. Would I be right? In fact, I should find my list that I had from the previous two seasons, Kate's menopause list, menopause watch, and maybe just add in scattiness and tick it off. What do we think?
I think that would be fair.
Yeah.
I accept.
I also have been feeling very, very scatty. In fact, this leads on to our second letter, which is actually one from me. So I've now changed my HRT regime because a lot of my symptoms have been coming back. The anger was coming back, which was a big one, but also the scattiness. So things like leaving my phone and not knowing where it is, can't find my keys, you know, I don't know, all of those sort of things were creeping in and I just felt out of sorts. So yes, Ellie from Devon, scattiness is definitely a big perimenopausal symptom, but this actually does lead on to this letter that I'm going to read to you now. And this is when I realised, and it was only a few months ago, this is when I realised I had to go back to the GP and discuss different options for my HRT, because I'm thinking, this ain't working anymore. Okay, so I've called this letter Towel Rage. I was on a weekend trip to Paris with my lovely mum and we were staying in an Airbnb which had very kindly provided two sets of towels for each of us, a hand towel and a bath towel. On the first day, my mum emerges from the shower proudly announcing that she'd only used the smaller hand towel to dry herself. For some reason, this pissed me off. So I'm actually already starting to think, hang on.
Why?
Why is this? Okay. It really did, Kate. Why is she telling me that? I thought. I felt an unexplained knot in my stomach. Her set of towels were left on the vanity in the bathroom and mine were hanging on a hook outside. The next morning, I was first into the shower, but I'd forgotten to take my towels in with me. Not to worry. my mum's larger towel was right there on the vanity. And remembering her boast about only using the hand towel the day before, I picked it up and dried myself off with it. I'm now in my bedroom getting dressed, and I can hear my mum going into the shower. "Where's my towel?" she calls out in what I took to be an accusatory tone. And for reasons I can only put down to hormones, I launched into a very loud and angry tirade, feeling the most pent up I've been since my PMT days. "I used the one in the bathroom because you made such a massive deal about the fact you only needed to use your hand towel yesterday that I assumed you wouldn't be needing it. But you've obviously decided you are going to use the big towel. It's fine. Don't freak out about it. You can use my towel instead. It's no big deal." My poor mum just looked at me crestfallen. She later came into my room, shoulders hunched, and asked if she'd done something wrong. That's classic my mum, assuming that she'd done something wrong here when clearly she'd done nothing wrong at all. I'd calmed down by then, so I sheepishly told her I was feeling hormonal and to just ignore me. So that story, I know it's not a huge thing, but it felt like quite a huge thing at the time because I hadn't felt like that since those early days, Kate, since, you know, Chicken Wings, episode one, season one. And to feel that coming back was really upsetting and worrying. But I guess the good thing about it is that at least I could recognise this time round that it was my hormones.
You knew what to do about it.
Yeah, I knew. I knew it had to be something to do with my HRT, not I don't know. I think I wasn't absorbing it correctly. So I was on the gel, but I'd already gone to the maximum dose, which was 4 pumps. And I think I just wasn't absorbing the gel as I used to. I don't know why. And so I went to the GP after that, and he has switched me onto the spray. It's called Lenzetto. And ever since I've been on that, all of those feelings have gone again. So, you know, it's incredible what HRT can do. And also, I think it's really important to point that out, that even if you are on HRT, it's not going to be, as I've found out, perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important for other people to know. Your HRT levels will need to be adjusted as you go through the menopause, because your estrogen levels are going to be dropping or changing all the time. I have a friend who was also having a very difficult time, and a lot of her symptoms have been coming back. She was getting very, very emotional. And she also switched from the gel to the patch. And again, she's also feeling a lot calmer now. So I think the same thing was going on there with the absorption.
Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah. So firstly, mum, I'm very sorry. I bet my mum doesn't even remember this story,
there
by the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the fact is that you were able to tell her, you were able to recognise it, even at the time, you were able to say to her, "I'm sorry, I'm feeling really hormonal." You knew what the reason was, and she knows you as well. And she knows how you struggled with your hormones in the past.
Yeah.
So she will have understood, and it would have been far lesser thing for her.
Yeah, I hope
than
so.
For you. Has she gone away with you again since then, Jenny? That's the question. Or was that it? Did she...
No.
Really? Oh no.
But actually, I'm sure she would. I'm sure she would. We're going away at Christmas together, so so it can't be that bad.
Good.
But also I noticed that, I mean, I don't feel I can discuss this actually, Kate. Yes, it's far too raw. But that was one of many things that I noticed about my mood swings. And that's the tame one that I feel I could tell you. There had been a couple of other things that I honestly don't feel I can discuss on the podcast yet. Maybe in season 6. I'll bring them up, but that was one of many things that had happened to me where I just thought, this is not right. I'm not myself again. And you know, like I said, I've changed it now, and I haven't felt like that since. So
poor Jenny.
Oh,
hormones are hard,
aren't they? Hard, Kate. They dictate our every move.
It's not fair. Thank you, Jenny, for writing us that.
Oh.
Give yourself a badge. We didn't say that, did we? But of course, everybody who writes to us here at Dear Hormones gets a special Dear Hormones badge. So Ellie, you will be receiving a Dear Hormones badge. Yeah. Thank you so much for your letter.
Yes, thank
Jenny,
you,
Jenny, you can have another one to add to your collection.
Thank you,
How
Kate.
Many do you have now?
I've got about 500. I should actually get a badge for every single story that I've shared.
You should, shouldn't you?
Yeah. I think my entire chest is covered in them now. Oh. Right, anyway, Kate. Cracking on. Let's go to letter number 3.
Let's do that. Thank you so much, Jenny, for that letter. And I'm so glad that you're feeling more yourself now. You're looking.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Right. Okay. Letter number three. This letter is entitled Shaving. And it comes to us from Caroline, who is in Windsor.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Caroline writes, Dear Jenny and Kate, we must keep this between ourselves. Oh, I love that
song. Already brilliant, isn't it?
Okay. Only just, yeah, you and me, Jenny, and however many
five
people are listening.
And our five listeners. I mean, seriously, Caroline, your secret is very, very safe.
We must keep this between ourselves. I'm not proud about what I did, but boy, did it feel good at the time. I will start by saying I'm perimenopausal and have suffered from every symptom in the book so far. However, I've been on HRT for some time now and I'm feeling much more myself. So much so that I don't think what I'm about to tell you had anything to do with my hormones, much as I would love to blame them. Oh. My biggest frustration at the moment seems to be the never-ending cycle of keeping the house clean, or rather, the never-ending cycle of my family not keeping their house clean. Mm. Oh my goodness, you know, this letter could almost have come from me.
Oh, really?
It hasn't come from me, but I can't tell you how much I relate to that, Caroline. I can't tell you how much I relate to it. Empty toilet rolls being left next to the bin.
Oh, sorry, I'll just interject here. Yes, Caroline, I hear you loud and clear. Carry on.
Toothpaste smeared on the sink.
Yep.
Underpants left on the floor right next to the laundry basket.
Tick.
So true. The usual day-to-day domestic hell that I'm sure most of us put up with. Do you know, I might actually have to write you a letter of my own.
This, oh,
really,
this
is really
Kate?
Ringing very... let's see where Caroline goes with this one.
Okay.
I've got quite angry, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Could this be the first perimenopausal letter that we get from you, Kate?
Possibly. I mean, scattiness, yeah, but I was really quite angry and, yeah, linked very much to this precise subject.
Oh, my goodness. So hang on. Next week, we could have Kate Bowse, perimenopause. Chapter one.
I'll do it. My partner and I have separate bathrooms. What a luxury. Mm. It was one of the things I was most excited about when we moved into the house, having only had one bathroom before. No more would I have to put up with his messy behaviour. The empty toilet rolls would be in the bin. The lid of the toothpaste would always be on. The hand towel would be hung up on its designated hook. Marvellous.
Oh, bliss. Mm.
However, for some reason known only to himself, my partner has started having a shave in my bathroom and leaving all his little hairs scattered around the sink.
Oh.
This has happened on more than one occasion for reasons I just can't fathom. As I've already pointed out, he has his own bathroom.
Cheeky.
Last week, I walked into my bathroom to be greeted by yet another display of beard trimmings all over the sink, like an invasion of ants had marched up the plug hole and were making a bid for freedom in every possible direction.
That's a great description.
Really great. I'm just going to picture that for a minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely incensed. I fished out a pair of his boxer shorts from the laundry basket and I use them to scoop up all of the little hairs.
That's brilliant.
Although I'm thinking, is that going to... She's then just... Because she, I'm guessing, will end up washing those boxer shorts and they'll just have hairs all over them. I'm not sure whether she's...
Yeah, she might not have thought that through. Mm.
I then put the underpants back in the laundry bin in the hope that some of those hairs would get stuck in the fabric and leave him inexplicably itching at work one day.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I like
yes,
it.
Well done. Mm.
Another time, I fished one of his socks out of the laundry basket and I wiped a layer of dust off the skirting board in his bathroom, fuming that he hadn't bothered to clean it himself. Did you really, Caroline?
Oh, Caroline?
That's brilliant.
I love you.
I turned the sock inside out and I put that back in the laundry basket too.
I just love it. It's these little wins, isn't it? She's just going round getting little wins left, right and centre. Good girl, Caroline.
Oh, I'd almost go straight to his drawers and just get stuff out of there, get the clean stuff out and do it with that rather than the stuff that you're going to wash afterwards. But I love it. I felt great. Good for you. The other day, however, things reached a head. I walked into my bathroom, ready to clean my teeth, and there they were again.
I'm annoyed with her partner. Why is he doing it?
Why indeed?
He's got his own bathroom.
That's just not on. Tiny black hairs covering the sink like they've been fired out of a scattergun. It sent me into a full-blown rage. Without thinking twice, I grabbed a pair of scissors and marched up to his bathroom. It was here that I decided to give myself a little trim in the downstairs department.
No! Kate!
Caroline!
Oh,
you devil! I love it.
Come on, Caroline!
Do it. I was due a wax anyways. There was plenty for the taking. I then, from a great height, liberally sprinkled my pubes. I liberally sprinkled my pubes all around his basin as my anger levels slowly began to normalise.
Caroline, you absolute legend. I mean, to the fact she even thought of doing that, Kate, that shows the level of rage that she'd got to, that's where her brain went. So I know.
I don't know if I quite have been at that level, but I just love it. It's just, how creative.
Creative. You're definitely getting a badge, by the way, Caroline.
Never had I felt better.
I love it. So she's had two small wins, and I feel like this is like one massive giant win that she's had here.
She's going to give me ideas. Weirdly, we haven't discussed what went down that day.
Oh.
But I have noticed that he is using his own bathroom to shave in now. I'll take that as a win.
Yes, Caroline, take that as a win. I love they haven't discussed it.
I wonder whether he will hear this and will know that it's her.
Do you think he would have known that they were pubes in his bathroom? I mean, he would have known that. Yeah, do you think?
I think...
Well, it depends how much she trimmed them. Did she trim them to be the size of beard hair? Or did she trim quite a length off her pubes? Depends how... Do you know what I mean? She could have done a really kind of narrow little trim so it looked like short little beard hairs.
It all depends on what colour his beard is, what colour her... I mean, we don't know what hair colours we're talking about here.
No, actually true. But let's assume that it's the same as his beard trimmings.
Okay.
And I'm now going to assume that she actually cut quite a whack off her pubes. Maybe because she said she was due a wax. So maybe they got to quite a length. I'm hoping there was a mass of...
I hope so as
an
well.
An array of very long...
I mean, the fact that he hasn't done it again would suggest that maybe this has taught him a lesson. So maybe he does know what's gone down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, literally what's gone down. Well, I don't know. What's like come from down? Come from down there.
So, Kate, I challenge you now. The next time this happens to you in your house, assuming your husband doesn't listen to the podcast, I would like you to do the same. And let's see...
So then we'll put
it on Instagram.
Oh my God, no one would know. I'm not sorry, that's a step too far. The thing is, it's not actually my husband so much, it's more my children.
Right.
It's the children, so I'm not sure whether the pubes is quite such a...
Yeah, you might.
I think need to think of something else.
Yeah, that could be something for the social services.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Listen, Caroline, that's one of the best letters I think we've ever had. that is, like you said, Kate, that's one of the most creative solutions to a problem I think I've ever come across. I love it.
She could have done a little sort of design with them almost, couldn't she? Or like
she could have spelled out
something
with her pubes.
Yeah.
Use your own fucking bathroom. Oh, Caroline, thank you so much. You know, at the beginning, she says that she doesn't think that she's hormonal. Caroline, I think you are.
We beg to differ.
Right. OK, Kate, we've got one last letter here. And this one is called Pink Patches versus Blue Pills. Dear Jenny and Kate, listening to your podcast, Dear Hormones, and pondering on listeners' comments on male attitudes to the menopause, I was taken back to a time 25 years ago to when I experienced my approaching menopause. So she's a slightly older lady. Eventually, I booked an appointment to see my GP about those debilitating hot flushes, night sweats, mood swings, irrational behaviour, etc., etc. Oh, it's a nightmare. She was brilliant and suggested HRT. And after taking it for approximately 4 weeks, all those unwanted symptoms that dogged me night and day, making everything so difficult, began to disappear. And I found a new life awaiting me with absolutely no further menopause symptoms. It was such a remarkable transformation, and at first I couldn't quite believe it. During this time, I became very close to a man who had been of great support and understanding throughout my menopause symptoms. And eventually we became lovers. And yes, even sex received a makeover, as I no longer had to explain about the night sweats. Oh, that would have been, oh, of course, that would have been awful. However, when I told him I had begun to take HRT, his attitude changed. "Your lips are not the same," he grumbled petulantly. "And your body feels firmer," he went on. "You realise you are introducing chemicals to your body which have been tested on God knows what, and the long-term effect it will have on your body is still uncertain."
Oh, no.
Blah, 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 as Greta would say. This man seemed to care little that my life was now endurable, only focusing on his own views. He wanted to be my comforter, not allow medication to take over. The relationship ran its course and we eventually parted as friends.
Hmm.
What a weird attitude to have. 20 years later, we met up again and that same magnetism irresistibly drew us together. This time we tied the knot, although the marriage didn't last. And one day, rifling through his sock drawer, looking for an odd one to match up, I came across, hidden away right at the back, a little strip of prescribed pills, the surgery name clearly visible alongside a recent date. They were, would you believe, Viagra.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Yeah, she says, oh my word.
Oh my word, yeah. Indeed.
My mind shot back to his complaints over HRT all those years ago. "You shouldn't need an artificial prop to take over something you should be able to manage yourself," he would say. And now, the sneaky way in which he had hidden his problems, which after all are natural bodily occurrences as age takes over. I didn't confront him over it. In fact, I found it amusing. But it just goes to show the double standards that men often seem to live by. And that was from Mel in Shropshire. Thanks, Mel.
Too right. I mean, there's a lot that's quite shocking in that letter. Just the lack of understanding.
Yeah,
at the beginning, and when she's talking about his attitude towards the HRT, I find that just horrifying. Really.
Yeah, and she also says, doesn't she, that it was 25 years ago, so it was a while ago. So I think we're sort of talking about a different generation here. I'm not excusing him in any way, but I wonder if that's partly a generational attitude as well, because I can't imagine. Well, I don't know any man at the moment that I know that would that would have had that attitude, but this poor woman had to put up with what she says the marriage actually didn't last. Quite pleased about that. Attitude like that.
I love that he said to her, "And your body feels firmer." And she'd be saying the same to him using the Viagra, wouldn't she?
Yeah. So that was the end of episode 1, season 3, Kate. It's so good to be back. And it's so nice doing this face to face.
It's a whole different experience, yeah. Actually, to be honest. I feel very professional.
Yeah, so do I. If you could see us now, you'd think we knew what we were doing.
We don't. It's lovely to be back. It's been such a long time because we've both had a lot going on building-wise, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have. So I started off, didn't I, doing my building project, which lasted a bit longer than I thought it would, and then you immediately launched into your building project, which lasted even longer,
three times as long as it was supposed to.
Only just finishing now, isn't it?
Yeah, still not quite.
Why we've not been around, guys. But Kate, that has been quite a stressful time, I suppose, especially since we're now deciding that maybe the perimenopause is a little bit more sort of.
I have to say, more stressed by this building project than I felt about sort of anything I think ever before, which sounds crazy, and maybe that is a sign of my age. Yeah. Things having changed for me. There's just been times when I've just been a bit of a nervous wreck about the whole thing in a sort of ridiculous way, where you know that it's just a building project. This is it's going to come to an end one day, and yet there's been points where there have been even tiny little decisions that I've had to make, you know, should something be 5 millimeters this way or 5 millimeters way, and I felt like it's the biggest thing in the world, and how can I possibly make this decision? I just can't do it, and I've almost fallen apart because of it. So
there's a letter. I'm thinking maybe there's a letter in there, Kate.
There's a letter there as well.
You know, we started off with the first two seasons. I was sharing quite a lot of my things. It's now going to be your turn, isn't it?
The time
I
think might be approaching.
Yeah. Oh, it's very exciting for me. I'm sorry. It's not,
I'm glad for you, Jenny.
I know you're probably not looking forward to it quite so much, but.
Well, I'll have all your wisdom and all of the wisdom of our wonderful letter writers to help see me through.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Thank you, everyone who's written in for this episode. They've been brilliant. And I know we've got loads of really, really good ones coming up next week, including, Kate, you've promised us a letter from you. It's your first one. Exciting.
Better get writing.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to like and share the podcast. Have I said that right? I think that's what we're supposed to be doing.
And if you would like to send us a letter, you can email us at dearhormones@yahoo.com, or you can message us on Instagram @dearhormones.
Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
That was Dear Hormones with Jenny Smith and Kate Bouse. If you've got a story to share, email the girls at dearhormones@yahoo.com or they're @dearhormones on Instagram. Until next time.